In the gospel reading today, Peter, John, and James went with Jesus up on the mountain to pray. I bet they didn't know what they were getting into. Maybe they would have rather stayed home. Or maybe they were looking forward to an adventure with Jesus. We know when they reached the top, they were tired. But they stayed awake, though they may have rather slept. Agreeing to go up on the mountain was a commitment. Staying awake was a commitment. As they committed to following Jesus up the mountain and then committed to staying awake, God increased their faith, increased their desire to commit further, and increased their desire to give. Master, let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. We also see in this story that the disciples were wrestling with their understanding of who Jesus was. They had joined him long before this, and yet they continuously needed Jesus to feed them, to draw them in. Step by step, they committed to following a little farther. But ever so often, they just wanted to stop in the moment and be still and not go onward. Let us build three dwellings right here. But Jesus knew that it was not time to stop. The snowball of his message had begun to roll, and he knew that it needed to keep momentum. This is the last Sunday of the season of Epiphany, but it is not time to build our dwellings and stop the journey. Instead, we are always on the edge of a new beginning, a new adventure with Jesus. It is not time to stop. It is time to make a new commitment, to join the community of faith and see how we grow.
After Beth and I were married, we church shopped quite a bit. We moved from community to community and from church to church, always kind of staying in the shadows of the room or in the shadows of our faith and shadows of commitment. We were comfortable with that. By the time Lane, our daughter, was born, we had made our way to a rather large Episcopal church, much like St. Paul's. We would go to some Wednesday night dinners, but we didn't really know who to sit with. We would throw a few dollars in the plate on Sunday, but we never really considered making a pledge. We knew some faces, we knew some people casually, but we didn't know very many people as real friends. We were invited to join a group of folks that met weekly to study the Bible, discuss ideas, pray, and talk together. We really got to know each other pretty well. Over time, our faith grew and our desire to be involved grew. We formed and became included in the community. Soon after that, we made our first pledge. Then, like a snowball rolling down a hill, it kept growing on all sides. Our faith, our desire to be involved, our commitment, and our giving in the church and in the community. Once we started, we wanted to grow in all these areas. Now, this is what we look for when life takes us in a different direction. In the beginning, it was difficult to make those first steps, continuing to go to Wednesday night dinners without knowing who to sit with, joining that group, even though we didn't think we had time, and making that first pledge. But now I can't imagine a life without being involved in a community like St. Paul's, where we have friends, where we worship and study and pray and talk, and where we support and we get supported. I can't imagine my life without this commitment. I don't want to be in the shadows anymore. I can't imagine my life without giving of my resources to the community and to the faith that I'm committed to. I want to keep this snowball rolling.
So getting out of the shadows can be uncomfortable. You may want the comfort and security of a dwelling right in the moment when opportunity for new life is at its peak. The moment when the glory of God is revealed. The moment when you are called into a new commitment. We're all in the shadows in some part of our lives. We're all on the edge of being able to see God's glory. But first we have to start hiking. We have to commit to one step and then another. We are now at the beginning of our stewardship drive here at St. Paul's. The theme this year is joy, and joy stands for just one yes. Yes to the step, and then yes to the next step. If you are hanging out in the shadows of St. Paul's, or if you're visiting today and you've been hanging out in the shadows somewhere, we personally invite you to join us more. Even if you don't know who to sit with, take a chance on us. If you are somewhat committed but feel called to keep hiking, we invite you to hike along beside us so that we can encourage each other and get to know each other better. If you've been committed for a while, we invite you into a new awareness of your surroundings. The journey continues. Make a new commitment. Each yes, no matter where you are, whether in the shadows or on the top of the mountain beside Jesus, each yes holds the promise of God's glory revealed. And as we heard in our reading this morning from 2 Corinthians, all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into that same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Amen.